Joining me right now is Sam Aguilar. He is a part of a group called Corners Outreach, and they're launching a workforce program aimed at getting Gwinnett's Hispanic population on track to high-demand infrastructure jobs. And we wanted to talk about that because not only is this important in Gwinnett County, but I think it has applications throughout the region, and I think it's important to understand. Sam Aguilar, thank you so much for being with me today.
Hey, Martha. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
So tell us about this outreach program.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the name of the organization is Corners Outreach, and we're going to be launching our Workforce Academy next year. So the way we see it, you know, for far too long, there's been a disconnected talent pipeline between essential industries in our state, those that really lead our economic development, and the diverse young workers that are needed in these industries, especially when it comes to minority and Latino communities. So really, Corners Workforce Academy aims to be a liaison and a catalyst between these communities and to bridge open jobs with diverse workers in a sustainable fashion that's going to lead to employee retention for companies and the financial well-being of our communities. So we're really excited to be launching this in 2022, just regionally in the Gwinnett area, but then hopefully with partnerships that we have in place, like with the Latin American Association and others, we're able to take this statewide in the very near future.
So how are you targeting folks or finding the people that might want to learn these skills?
Yeah, so to begin, we've started a partnership with the Gwinnett County School System. And so basically we'll be receiving information for what we're calling at-risk youth. So those who have dropped out in the last 2 or 3 years, those who are considering dropping out or at alternative schools. So really starting to work with this young population of potential workers between the ages of 16 and 24. And I think we know with, especially with the Latino community, things spread quickly through word of mouth, right? And so we've already seen a lot of progress and a lot of interest in our programs and just our soft launch. So yeah, we're really hoping to expand and to engage a lot of the workforce that the nearby companies have now been doing a great job of reaching.
And, you know, really these county lines, as you know, are kind of arbitrary lines. So do you foresee mm-hmm. that this, you know, might be something you do in Hall County, Jackson County, Barrow County, because we've got a similar population makeup, but also, you know, the challenge with kids dropping out of high school?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so we are starting small and we're keeping our impact to Gwinnett, at least in the first 6 months, just because we want to get it right. You know, we want to make sure that we're providing the mentorship, wraparound services, and making entry into the workplace easy for these workers. And that way they're able to really focus on learning new skills and being good employees. So once we know that we have a model that fits and what we're doing is the right thing and work out all the kinks, I definitely think we're going to be expanding across the state, even going as far as to asking the state for funds to provide, you know, this service across the state.
So I'm going to put on my Georgia State School Board hat right now because I represent the 9th District on the Georgia State Board of Education. And I know that through the State Board and through the Department of Education, there is a pretty extensive work study as well as career path program, CTCA is what we call it. I think that this is something that you ought to at some point in time talk to Barbara Ware about, who heads that up for the state, because she is the kind of woman that will partner with a situation like that. And I think it would be great.
Oh, absolutely. No, thank you for that tip. But no, you're absolutely right. I think there are a lot of opportunities out there that communities are just not aware of. And so really one of the issues that we are facing, it's kind of two-sided, but number one, the opportunities that are out there they kind of promote themselves, right? There isn't a lot of outreach done, especially in diverse communities and in various languages. And then on the flip side, Latino and immigrant communities don't really have access to these type of jobs or these type of trainings. I know for me growing up, I never considered plumbing, welding, HVAC repair, or being an electrician as a viable career path. I just didn't know anybody who worked in those fields. And so it's not really somewhere that my mind went. And so part of what we're doing is just providing access, trying to show folks through hands-on training how much money they can make at making in these careers, but also how these are viable career paths with severe shortages, and they'd really be helping out their local community and the local economy while making more money sometimes than if they were to go to college.
I'm so glad you brought that up about, you know, the careers. That's something you would think about, because for years I've been talking to parents about, look, I was as guilty as any other parent. I wanted my kids to go to college and I wanted them to do, you know, white collar kind of things, you know, working in offices and businesses or being professionals, engineers, that kind of thing. And that's all important, don't get me wrong. But for the last 40 years, we have been devaluing jobs that are traditionally male jobs, not to say women can't do them, but they're traditionally male jobs in heating, HVAC, electricians, all that kind of stuff, welding. And we've been telling people that they aren't valuable. And why are we surprised that not as many people consider those kinds of fields of study? So I think we're kind of in a place where we're re-educating ourselves, that we're saying, hey, you drive through small towns in Georgia. Do you know who runs the small towns in Georgia? It's the guy that owns the plumbing company. It's the guy that owns the electrical company. It's the guy that has his own business that he's built in that community. And that's what we've got to get back to. There are great jobs at every level. And sure, we need people to go to college and to learn those kinds of things. But there's only 22% of jobs that require a college education. And that everything else requires some kind of education. And the other message we've got to get through is the biggest increase you're ever going to get in your income is between that high school degree and some sort of technical training as a percentage. And it's important that we open people's eyes to that.
Yep, absolutely. And so part of our pitch to youth is actually walking them through and showing them, you know, if you go to a four-year college, this is the amount of debt you're likely to get yourself into, and this is what career paths you may have available to you. Whereas, you know, if you attend a certification or a training program, many of which are free or we're able to provide at really reduced costs, you know, you end up kind of making similar or even sometimes more money in the long run. But you're absolutely right. We have to sort of debunk some of these myths and the stigma around these roles. And honestly, ultimately, I think if Workforce Academy is able to not only do that, but later on down the line, make sure that the electricians and the HVAC repairmen that we create, men and women, can start their own businesses after receiving certification and go back into the community and lead in that way, I think we would definitely consider it a success.
You know, about 25 years ago, my nephew dropped out of high school at 14. I mean, it can happen in every family, okay? And he dropped out of high school, and he ended up fathering a couple of children before he got to be 18, and he got himself in trouble with the law, and he spent a year in jail doing that. And he used that time in jail to kind of straighten his life out, to get his GED, and then when he got out, he went and did HVAC training. And what was so amazing about the whole thing is that his entry-level exam into getting into technical school, he scored a 96 on. So this kid was not dumb, okay? He just wasn't the right fit for traditional school. And he made a lot of bad decisions, don't get me wrong. But for the last 20 years, he has been making the right decisions. He's working in HVAC. He loves it. I mean, he was just meant to do HVAC. And he's taking care of his family. He's doing the right thing by them. And he took a situation that was very difficult and turned it around by starting to make right decisions. So it doesn't matter what family you're in. These kinds of things can happen. But you've got to be able to talk about the options.
Absolutely. No, and that is such an inspiring story. I hope we're able to create more people like that, honestly. And hopefully, you know, no one has to make the bad decisions that will end them that will end up in jail. But, you know, people have the option to turn their life around, or at least to look at a variety of career paths that are more hands-on, a bit more technical, and we can start moving away from the notion that, you know, you have to be a lawyer, you have to be a doctor to be successful in life.
Absolutely. Sam Aguilar, if people want to know more, how could they find that out?
Yeah, so you can check out our website at cornersoutreach.org. We are structured as a nonprofit organization based out of the Gwinnett area. And like I said, just really trying to be that liaison between business, economic development, and the workers that are needed. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention our Giving Tuesday campaign. So if you check out our website, you can donate directly to the Workforce Academy program. And all of our funds, up to $50,000, are being matched this Giving Tuesday.
Absolutely. Sam Aguilar of Corners Outreach, thank you for being with us today. And Sam, thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Martha. It was a pleasure.